When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go make a killing.
All right.
Welcome to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
It's 10 to the 5 to the 4, play 1, touchdown!
The sharpest football contest show in the land.
I'll take the action. My Birds, Benjamin Franklin's team, favored by 1.5 points. I'll give you 3 more.
You're now riding shotgun with 2 former contest winners in Brady Cannon and James Salinas. And getting a former player's perspective with 9-year NFL veteran Mike Pritchard.
Let's go! Let's go!
As they guide you through strategy, process, and your contest picks each and every week of the season.
I do like the idea of a parlay.
Now here's your host, Brady Cannon.
Welcome in, everybody, to the inaugural episode of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. It is Radio Row here in the Galaxy Ballroom at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Brady Cannon, along with my co-hosts and friends, Mike Pritchard and James Salinas. This is number one of 21 episodes for the regular season, the length of the NFL season right around the corner. And of course, contest is in the air at a fever pitch. Las Vegas Contest, the Superbook, the Super Contest, Circa Million, Circa Survivor. We will team up. We will have an entry in each one of those. And each and every week, gentlemen, we will walk through our process, our handicap, and eventually release our picks for each and every contest here in Las Vegas. The journey is beginning now. This is going to be fun.
It started for me earlier. I've gone through training camp. I don't know about you guys. I've already gone through training camp. I'm ready for the season now.
No more two-a-days.
No,
it's on now.
That's right.
Hey, it's great to see you guys again. It's you great. Too. We're getting our band back together. Absolutely. That's what's up, and it's contest time. That's what we know. That's what's going down.
We are getting the band back together indeed. James Salinas, a contest champion, a super contest champion in 2015. I was a part of a team that won the super contest in 2011. Mr. Pritchard, a national champion and the MVP of the Colorado Buffaloes national championship team, a first-round draft pick, and a 9-year NFL veteran. We put our heads together. We think we have a pretty good idea of what maybe we should be doing in these NFL contests here in Las Vegas. I think we've got a good team assembled, my friends.
Well, and Brady, I think we all have a different process, but I think we're going to bring unique perspectives to how we come to our final five, right? We're going to have to, for when it comes to Westgate,
right,
the Super Contest, as well as the Millions. And then also with the Survivor, we're going to bring a unique perspective, not only from former winners, but also get into the locker room, get into the field, get into the heads of the players with Critch coming in and bringing that perspective to this as well.
Right, absolutely. What I love about these contests is that they really bring the better into the game. You have to deal with your emotions throughout the entire season when you're betting these games, whether it's straight up or at the window or through the contest. So to be able to manage that is similar to me as a former player. You guys' brains when it comes to handicapping, the credibility is already there. James, you won it single, but you won it as a team member. So this is championship row right here. So I cannot wait to dive into the season with you guys and see how we do this year.
Well, it was a dream that we, you know, conjured up, about maybe 4 months ago. It felt like we were on a group text and somebody kind of threw out the joke, like, boy, we should do a show together or something about contests. And here we are 4 months later. So thanks to our team, you know, the web design, the audio, the video, everything that goes into this, all of our tremendous sponsors, our title sponsors, Circa Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook, all a huge part in being able to put this on the air. This, like you said, Mike, a little bit of preseason for us, watching some game film, training camp. We've got one more week of preseason, and then we get into the real deal. Friday, September 6th will be our first show leading into that week one of the NFL season when we will actually have to make some picks for real on all three of these contests we're embarking upon.
Well, and that, I think that's the other part that we talked about was the transparency.
Yeah.
And the credibility, the transparency of these are our selections. Yeah. So we know in this industry, transparency can be fleeting at times. And that's what I like about this is that we're going to be open. We're going to be honest with it. We're going to have it documented. Folks, for better or worse, however it goes throughout the season, folks are going to know prior to deadlines what our selections are going to be for all three.
Yeah, and therefore, the takeaway, too, for the audience. When you tune into our podcast each and every week, we're going to pull back the curtain. You're going to see everything. You're going to hear everything. And we are going to be exposed to our picks. But yeah. We feel pretty good about the experience level that we have here and certainly the acumen that we have as well. But I love the fact that the audience is going to get incredible, incredible takeaway each and every week about the betting process, whether it's at the window, like I mentioned before, or indeed through these contests.
I think when we get into our episode Friday, we'll probably be starting to look at the week one card and get that much closer to what our selections are going to be. But I think once we get to week one and especially week two, that first segment that we kick off the show with each week will be kind of a recap, like, okay, the consensus went 3-2. We went 4-1. Our survivor picks survived, you know, and we'll kind of, you know, do some house cleaning there, let you know what they did at the Super Contest, the Circa Million, the Circa Survivor. Hey, 30% of the field's gone. And then kind of start to touch on what are some of the games that caught our eye early in the week and start to do a little bit of handicapping. And then, James, you brought this to our attention when we were starting to plan the show, talking about the process of how you've never played with a team format before. And we talked about a lot about what our strategy is going to be yesterday, and we're going to share that with the audience.
Well, and I think these contests have just blown up.
Right.
Absolutely blown up. We know for the Circa Millions, the guarantee is $6 million. That means 6,000 entries.
Right.
See if there's an overlay or not. I know Derek Stevens is going to be coming out with us later, and we can discuss that with him. But I think being able to go through the season and as it evolves as a team, because there's plenty of entries that are going to be in both of these contests that are coming in a team format. And this might be the first time they're coming into it. Kind of like for myself, I've been solo for every year that I've done these contests. So it's going to be a unique situation for me too, to work through that with you guys.
Sure. I mean, we can pull back the curtain right now and our goal show right here in terms of how many people are really aligning themselves with different teams. Therefore, they can get more entries.
Yeah.
That's what we're up against.
The syndicates.
The syndicates are out there. And so this thing is highly competitive, like we mentioned before. But I love the fact that we get to team up. We get to manage those emotions. Brady has the experience of winning a contest with the team. So we're going to have a unique perspective on everything all year long.
Well, I think it's exciting, gentlemen. You talked about it, James, earlier. You mentioned that football contests have blown up. I mean, Derek Stevens himself is guaranteeing $16 million in the two contests that he runs here. They will give away hundreds of thousands down the street at the Westgate Superbook. We talked to Derek about this when we came up with this idea. I said, hey, everybody knows that football is king and football season is almost here, right? Well, you know what supports football being king? Football contests.
Well, I think being able to take away, it may not be tailing all the picks, but there might be a nugget or two or a game or two that we talk ourselves into that somebody else has an interest in, or we might be talking ourselves out of a certain selection, same way with our listeners to say, that makes sense. That's probably a spot I don't want to go to. I know for us, we all have a different style.
Yeah.
For me, as the season goes on, I'm very situational, and scheduling is a big impact for me too when it comes to that. So I think there's going to be, as the season progresses, we know this is a grind. The NFL season's a grind as a player.
Yeah.
Mike, as a contest player, it's a hell of a grind.
It is. It really is. Like I mentioned about the emotions, and you think about what's at stake. Can't think about all those dollars, right? You got to go out there and perform. But working with you guys before in this format, in this space when it comes to sports betting, I never really was able to convey how I watch games. Like, you know, a lot of people, they get the All-22 on NFL.com or whatever, but they don't study the game, right? And so I still study the game as if I was still playing the game. So that perspective is going to come through as well. That mind meld, I think, that we can have in terms of our perspective as we come with our picks each and every week.
Well, it is going to be fun. There is no doubt about that. Not only participating in the contest as a team with you gentlemen, but then coming on here every Friday to talk about it, go through our process, what our picks are, share it with the audience. This is going to be quite the journey indeed. I'm Brady Cannon, along with my co-host Mike Pritchard and James Salinas, and we are lucky enough to now be joined by one of our gracious sponsors, footballcontest.com. Co-owner Matty Simo. He's been around Las Vegas for many, many years, one of the leaders in the proxy business industry. You really are a big part of this NFL contest stuff, my friend. He is the liaison, allowing people from out of town. How are they going to turn in their picks every week? This is the guy right here. Matty, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your support of our show. Yeah. And also tell the listeners and the viewers a little bit about a proxy service, sure, because I think there's some unknown there.
Yeah, a little bit. So it's funny that we're talking about proxy service industry, because it's kind of evolved into that as the contest has grown. When we started out back in 2009, the Super Contest was a little over 300 entries. So we started out small, and we kind of helped market the contest. My partner Tony Law and I, as we knew that if we teamed up, we could take on more clients. A lot of the proxies out there were just like one guy here and there who had a bunch of friends that they would do it for. But we realized that the potential of these contests was huge, which when you look at the numbers for the Circa Million Survivor now, you see thousands and thousands of entries. Circa Million going to be about, 5,500 entries, and the Circa Survivor, almost 12,000 entries. So what we do is we will submit the picks for you in person, because you could sign up, you could be any part of the world, but you have to get to Vegas to submit up. And then every week you need to have somebody in Nevada to spit the picks. So that's where we come in. We're the middleman between the contestant and then the sports. So that's what we do. And we formed a very trustworthy service over the years. Customer service is our number one thing. We're around, we're available 24/7 if people have questions about it. Even now, before the season starts, if you want any information about the contests and what it takes to get into them, just email us and visit footballcontest.com.
So, Matty, let's talk about the format.
Sure.
So how it works each week, you're submitting five picks. So let's talk about whether you're talking about the Westgate Superbook, Super Contest, or the Circa Million. So you have five picks to submit. Lines will come out for the Super Contest on Wednesdays.
Right.
And then Thursday morning.
Exactly. We have a website portal that we use, and we give our customers a username and password to log in, and then they do everything on the website now. Back in the day, I think back when you were with us was emails. Yeah, so things have come a long way. I used to literally sit at the computer 12 hours every Friday and respond to emails, confirm everyone that we got their picks. So now we've kind of streamlined the process a little bit. You'll log in with the username and password. We'll have all the games loaded on the website. For Survivor, we have a drop-down menu, so you'll just pick the team that you want to pick that week. We accommodate up to 10 entries, which is the max. You just submit them. You'll get an email confirmation. And then we get an email confirmation as well. And that's what we take to the book. And we sit there with our laptops, submit the picks, and then double check every ticket before we leave to make sure it's 100% accurate.
Yeah. And Matty, really with your service too, I mean, game theory still is involved there. I mean, they're using the portal and the streamline that way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you get deeper and deeper in these contests, game theory is going to come to the surface, and you guys can help facilitate that as well.
Yeah, I mean, we want to try to give people as much time as possible. I think that's the huge advantage of using us, is we offer the latest deadline of any proxy. Okay.
That's important.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Pacific.
That's a good feature right there.
Yeah. And let me tell you, like around 12:55, there's a ton of people logging on the website, and we get a ton of emails all at once. So people will maximize that deadline, and that's the number one thing. Final injury reports coming out about 12:15, 12:30 on Saturday. You'll know who's going to be traveling with the teams and whatnot. And that's why we want to try to give people as much as humanly possible, because at some point we need to give ourselves enough time to put in the picks as well.
Right.
So again, for the audience, Matty Simo, co-owner of footballcontest.com, a supporter here of the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. You have to come to Las Vegas and sign up. You have to sign up in person. You meet at the Circa Sportsbook or at the Westgate Superbook. You meet with Maddie or Tony. You sign a little paperwork. You get signed up. And then these folks turn in your picks for you every week. You text them. You get online, however you want to do it. They facilitate the process. They allow you to participate from parts unknown, like you said, from all over the world.
We've had clients from all over the world. The first week, I think we started signups, we had somebody from Germany and England within 2 or 3 days of each other signed up. So that just goes to show. I had a gentleman from Guatemala a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
And this is his second year in a row. He's come just to do the Survivor contest. Okay. He comes in. He did, I think, his 3 or 4 entries. And I think he went out fairly early last year. So he's looking to take Derek's money from him this year.
Well, we know you have had clients that have won millions and literally millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Over the course, you've been doing this for 15 years or more. And you have had over $10 million as far as your clients winning in all of these contests all over Las Vegas. So I think that speaks to the trustworthiness, your service. And that's, I think, ultimately what people are looking for. They just want to be able to, they know they can trust someone
right.
with their selections and, you know, making sure everything is never wrong.
Right.
And you've built that reputation, certainly. So tell us a little bit about the state of the union here. Where are we with Circa Survivor, Circa Million? Westgate Super Contest.
Yeah.
How fast and furious are the entries going right now?
Yeah, so I signed up like a handful at the Super Contest earlier, including Brent Musburger. He's making the round. So they're around, I think, 553. He was that number, I think, when I left. So I had a couple guys after that. So close to like 560, which I know is a far cry of what they used to be. But there's still 12 ways to win in that contest. It's still a good contest to throw an entry in, which I'm glad you guys are doing, because you never know what could happen over 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 9 weeks. You can catch fire. We had a guy, I think 2 or 3 years ago, he started 10-19-1 through the first 6 weeks. So you think he's dead in the water, right? There's no booby prize in the Westgate. Well, this guy turned around, and in the second half of the season, he hit over 75%.
Wow. And
so he won a 3-week contest, a 6-week contest, and a 9-week contest. So he still won $120,000. And that's the thing about the super contest is the smaller contests are guaranteed. Those are guaranteed. The overall pot, the winner for that is not guaranteed money. It goes from the rest of the entry fees. But with the Circa Survivor, you're trending at about $12,000, according to Jeff Benson over here at Circa. And then the Circa Million, it looks like it's going to probably fall a little short of the $6,000 needed for to hit the $6 million. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully they get it. But again, for you guys, you want probably as much of an overlay as possible. So $500,000 wouldn't be too bad.
No, not too shabby at all. That is Maddie Simo. Check him out. He is one of our treasured sponsors here at the Las Vegas Football Contest Show, footballcontest.com. Sign him up for your proxy. He'll get you into all the contests here in Las Vegas. We'll come back, continue the show in just a moment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Contest Show presented by Circa Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard, and James Salinas with you here. Just finished up with Maddie Simo, the co-owner of footballcontest.com. And Mike, you brought up a great point for our audience to remember. The football season actually starts on September 5th, Thursday, September 5th. That'll be the first game. But you really have until the deadline on Saturday. The deadline for Circa Million and Circa Survivor is 4 p.m. Pacific on Saturday. And for the Westgate Super Contest, the deadline is 11:59 p.m., just before midnight on Saturday evening. So before that very first Sunday is when the deadline to sign up actually is. So you can, you know, if you need a proxy, you hire Maddie, whatever, but you've got all the way up until that time before the contest is actually live. And you know what we think about Thursday games. It doesn't matter missing that Thursday game. And I want to talk about our process, James, the team, and how we're going to go about this. One rule, number one, for us is typically, we don't hold us to it, but typically, we don't pick Thursday games.
Well, and the reason for that is if you pick the Thursday game in either of those contests for Superbook and Circa, you have to put all 5 plays in. So you can't just put the Thursday play in and then come back on Saturday and put 4 more picks in. That's the process for those contests. You have to submit all 5 in that time. And for somebody like myself, who we're just getting into the practices on Thursday and Friday. Those are the two crucial practices when it comes to reading into the injury reports and the practice reports and availability
right.
for players coming in on Sunday. For me, it's a disservice for me. I have never played a Thursday. I've been doing contests now for this is the ninth season that I've done it. I have never played a Thursday game in any of the 8 years.
Yeah, it's very important because from an injury report perspective, if I'm a player, if I don't practice on Wednesday or Thursday, I got to practice on Friday. Or my coaches are not, they're not going to give me any run in the game. They're not going to take my word for it that I'm going to be okay on Sunday without any preparation. Now, there are some exceptions, right? A quarterback, a team in which there's a lot of continuity, a quarterback's been in place for a while. Maybe they can get through rehab all week long and then get to start on Sunday, right? But you really got to understand that. You got to understand the mechanics of that decision-making process between that coach and that player. But I'm like you, James and Brady. I mean, why commit on Thursday when you know so many things can happen, even during a week of practice? You can tweak something on a Thursday practice, on a Friday practice when you're doing two-minute drill, like I did when I lacerated my kidney, all right? And so a lot of things can happen, so you got to be careful with those Thursday games.
I wanted to ask you guys, we were discussing a little bit yesterday. We were not only getting prepared for the show, but also prepared for the season. How are we going to do this?
Right,
you know, what's our process going to be? And I said, you know, I've heard a few different ways how teams do this. And you could have a team of five and everybody's just responsible for one pick. You know, we have obviously a team of three and we kind of thought maybe, and you know, another way you could do it is we all take our top five. And we're not talking Survivor here. We're talking Super Contest and Circus Sports Million, where you have to make five picks against the spread. How are we going to come up with five picks between three of us? Do we all come up with our top five, what those are, and then compare notes? I think at the end of the day, guys, and we're going to refine this process probably in the next couple of weeks, but I think we kind of just landed on, we're going to have a round table discussion all week.
And I think for us, it's, you know, there's so much content out there. So there's lots of folks out there talking. Sometimes you can get almost paralysis by over-analysis.
Yes.
It's just too much.
Got to have a big filter.
So I think for the first thing is it's a team, and you have to trust your teammates in anything you're doing, right? Any profession you're doing, any sport you're doing. And in this case here for a contest, absolutely we have to be able to trust. And I think that's where we're at here. Not only knowing as we were former colleagues together, mm-hmm. but also the friendships that we have, trusting each other to be able to say, I don't think so, Pritch. Sure. I don't agree. I'm not down with that.
Right.
And being comfortable with being able to do that. I think we're all in that space where we are comfortable to say, I disagree.
Adult conversations. We're going to have a lot of those, right? We're going to have a lot of those. But we're all highly competitive. But in a team atmosphere, we're going to be able to manage that, like you said. And I think the communication is key. You just said it, though, James. I mean, trust is the most important word in the locker room. And if you don't have any of that, then certainly you're going to fail. But we already have that. We already have the credibility. We already have the respect, too. So we're off and running. I think we won.
I think that's a great call, Mike. And I've said that to a number of people. I've had a lot of people over the years ask me, how did you do it as a team? And I think the number one answer I gave was trust. Nobody knows more than the other guy. You can't think that you do. I can't say, oh, Pritch, the Falcons aren't going to do that this week. How do I know? That's why they play the games, right? So you have to be able to trust the opinions of your teammates. First of all, I think you want to select good teammates that you do have faith in and you know they know what they're talking about. But then ultimately after that, you have to have some trust on top of that as well. All right, boys, we will come back, boys and girls. We will come back with Derek Stevens, the CEO, owner, and operator of Circa Resort and Casino here in downtown Las Vegas, the D, and also the Golden Gate. We'll get his thoughts on how his contests are going, how many people are going to partake, and how much money he might have to shell out if there's an overlay. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circa Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon with you along with Mike Pritchard and James Salinas. And we are lucky enough now to be joined by one of our title sponsors, the man behind the contest at Circa, the inventor of Circa Survivor, Circa Sports Million, the owner of the D, the Golden Gate, and of course the Circa Resort in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, Mr. Derek Stevens. Derek, Mike and I and James came up with this idea. I spoke with you. I pitched you on it. I said, you've created such a buzz, such an appetite for football contests all over the world. we want to do a show about it. We think this is pretty good stuff, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, great to see you guys. I can't believe, you know, just thinking back a few years ago, when Circuit Millions came up, we thought, well, we better guarantee something. We're an upstart company, and we did. And then all of a sudden brought Survivor in, guaranteed. I remember we guaranteed $3 million and thought maybe that's crazy. And then we went to six, and then last year went to eight. Never would I have dreamed that we'd been guaranteeing $10 million on Circuit Survivor, $6 million in Circuit Millions. And then this has now created a whole event. I mean, looking around Radio Row, there's 37 different radio stations, podcasts, people that are really interested in what's going on with football contests. This has really turned into a massive event. So it's pretty awesome.
Oh, it's very awesome, Derek. I mean, you guys, you need a big pat on the back because this has taken over the world, really. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the contest, a lot of people talking about Circa. The fascination with Survivor, though, because it's growing and growing and growing. I think the biggest appeal of Survivor, and I talked to you about this before, is that you bring the better into the game. They feel the game. I mean, there's so much tape and so much reaction of people as they go and navigate throughout the year with Survivor. They are in the game. And I don't know if you realize that or not, but these guys are having a great time.
I got to play Survivor with my fantasy football buddies. I did it for like 30 years, and I thought, let's give this a shot. Not knowing if it would work, you know, we thought maybe someday Survivor could get up to be half the size of the Millions. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize, you know, we caught lightning in a bottle here. Yeah. At this one. This thing just took off. And I think some of it has to do with the fact it's very digestible. It is very simple on the surface. Yet when you peel back the layers of this onion, it is extraordinarily complex.
Right. Yeah.
So there's an element where you can just go after one team. I think whether you're a novice or whether you're a pro, you get to feel the game uniquely.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about, we just had our champions dinner last night, and the four champions last year, one had seven entries, one had four,
okay,
one had two, and one had a sole entry.
Wow.
There wasn't a single winner that had 10 or more. The most was seven. It's really interesting how this thing plays out.
Yeah.
The fellow with seven, he was down to two in week three.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, you know, so it's just amazing how this thing plays out.
Yeah, it really is.
So, Derek, thinking about, you talked about how unique it is. Let's get into what makes your Survivor different than that. Folks might be doing this, playing pools, different folks at home, that kind of thing. And you pick one winner each week just to win the game, then no point spread involved. But then once you've used that team's off the board for you going forward. I think for Survivor, we've talked about it. We're kind of working backwards because there's a couple of little twists that you have when it comes to Survivor for 20 weeks.
For 20 weeks is the key thing. You know, you got to take a look at Thanksgiving and Christmas because we consider that its own football week. And you have to have a team available. And you don't want to go in being forced to take an underdog. So, you know, when you think about Thanksgiving, kind of right off the get-go, you got to kind of value Dallas, Detroit. They play at home. Maybe they have a little more value. You don't want to use them earlier in the season because you might need them at Thanksgiving. Take a look this year at a team like the Chiefs. They have double value this year because they're playing on both holidays. So the Chiefs are a team I think you really don't want to take early because you're going to need them in all likelihood on one of those two holidays. I think that's a key thing you got to think through. And then I think when you think about having to go 20-0, because you got to go 20-0, if you think inversely, you really got to say, okay, that means there's only 12 teams in the NFL that you won't take. It's really easy to get that 12. Like, okay, I'm not taking Carolina. Okay, I'm not taking Washington. Okay. Well, all of a sudden, you got to figure out, okay, well, I have to take 20. So you got to figure out when you're going to use them.
I was thinking about the birth of Circa, and Las Vegas has always had themed hotels. There's one, you know, that's done after New York, and there's one that's done after, you know, the Mirage or whatever it is. This is really a sports-themed hotel, and you grew up as a sports bettor, a sports fan. I wonder, did you decide, I have a dream, I want to make a hotel that really, you know, caters to my interests and my love, but it's also coincided with this town becoming a sports mecca. Was that just beautiful timing, or was it a vision?
Well, I think it was lucky. I mean, I come out to Vegas a lot for both business and pleasure. My pleasure trips included going to fights. I saw a lot of Tyson fights, a lot of Holyfield fights over the years, Roy Jones Jr. I love coming out for Super Bowl, March Madness, wild card weekends, things like that, big college weekends. I thought Vegas had grown enough that I wanted to celebrate the history of Las Vegas. Okay. Vegas has enough culture here. And with us being on Fremont Street in downtown where Vegas started, I go, let's celebrate the history of Vegas. And part of the history of Vegas is Vegas really was a great sports town, but never really had the opportunity to show it because there was this stigma about sports gambling. It wasn't all that long ago when the Golden Knights got announced they're coming to Vegas.
Right.
Most people thought this was the craziest idea ever. Why would they come to Las Vegas? They can't even make it in a big city like Phoenix. Well, all of a sudden, we saw what happened with the Golden Knights. That lit everything on fire. And then you never would have thought the Raiders would have happened. The Raiders thing just boom, 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 boom. And, you know, now UFC's taking off. The Aces are the WNBA team's terrific. We got a new sport in Power Slap that Dana White's bringing up, which I'm a big fan of. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's a great sports town. And that's kind of what we wanted to focus in on here. So,
yeah. You know, think about sports betting, too. There was an intimidation factor for me coming from the National Football League, and I couldn't bet, right? And certainly when the Raiders got here and started to exploded, I became more comfortable. I think there's more and more bettors just coming to Vegas, being more and more comfortable. What about, like, is there an intimidation factor that you've felt from people that are signing up when they sign up for millions, for instance, and they have to go against Circa and have to go against that point spread as well?
Well, I think the one thing we've seen here in the last few years, you don't have to be a pro to win this. Look at this 2 years ago in the Circa Millions, the four kids from Detroit that won this thing, you know. It was unbelievable how that season rolled out for them, you know. When you look at Survivor, I mean, look at this character by the name of L.A. Joneser, right?
Yeah.
Joneser thought he got knocked out because he put the wrong pick in, and right. He wins $2.3 million.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable story. It's such a good story that a couple of years ago, we decided we want to document this. So we just put out our first episode earlier this week, Circus Survivor, The Quest for $9.2 million. And then next week, we put out episodes 2, 3, 4, and 5 all week next week, just because we wanted to put the story out. I'm like, what you guys are doing is awesome. I love the fact there's a show about this. It just goes to show how many people are really interested in this stuff. Right. So I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Stevens from Circa Sports, the owner and CEO of Circa Las Vegas, the Golden Gate, and the D, with us here on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Derek, before we let you get out of here, what's the update? Are you going to have an overlay in either the Million or the Survivor?
Well, I would tell you, I think we're a pretty good favorite now. We've had a pretty good couple days here at Contest in the Circa Survivor. So, you know, I want to make sure we get over 10 million. And I think we're kind of pacing that way. So I think we'll get over 10 million. I think we're pretty good favorite on that. Millions, on the other hand, no. I think we're going to be a little shy. I don't think we're going to hit the $6 million. So I think we're going to have a little bit of an overlay. You know, we're always naturally going to have an overlay because in the last 4 years, it's between 0.7% and 2.7% of the people don't put their picks on opening week. So there's a natural advantage right to get. I mean, that's the type of stuff that makes you go crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Well, very good. That is it. Right from the horse's mouth, Mr. Derek Stevens. Get ready for contest season, everybody. Derek, thanks so much again for your support of the program, for coming on the show today. Hopefully, we're right back here next year with a few blue blazers on, gentlemen. We'll be back with more of the Football Contest Show in just a moment. Stick around.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Brady Cannon, Mike Pritchard, and James Salinas with you live from Radio Row inside the Galaxy Ballroom at the Circa Resort and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And I tell you guys, Derek Stevens was right. You know, I said it to him before where Circa Survivor has been a springboard for like cottage industries. When you have millions of dollars on the line, you're getting down to these final 3, 4, 5 weeks of the season, corporations are being formed, partnerships are being established, contracts are being written, guys are forming alliances here to try and, you know, cash out. And what has also come of that is shows like ours. He has created not only a couple of contests, but businesses are becoming offspring off of this massive amount of money and opportunity.
Well, anytime lawyers get involved, Brady, you know it's all business, right? Because it's life-changing money.
Yeah.
It is.
So it's really significant. It's amazing the growth and the explosion of this, not only for Survivor, but it's just boosted up all the other contests. There's Circa Millions now, over 5,000 entries last year, right? So they're guaranteeing $6 million for that. And I think as we get into the season, I think that's going to be, for somebody like myself, that's going to be the challenge, who's always done millions. I did Survivor the first year. I made it to Thanksgiving and got knocked out. But when I see the numbers, the first thing I always look at, I'm gravitating right towards the underdog. I'm looking at the dog, which dog do I think is going to win outright? Survivor is going to be a complete mind shift for myself, because you're not, doesn't necessarily have to be the biggest favorite on the board, but you're looking at the favorite, the home team, that type of thing. And that goes against
the team that's expected to win.
Exactly right. Which we know doesn't happen. That's why there's only four winners last year out of 9,000+ entries for Survivor. But I think as we grow through this, as we continue to work through it, I've got to evolve myself to look, separate both.
Sure. You know, the thing about it too is you never know what the other team or other people are going to think during the course of Survivor. For instance, you go back to last year, the rate of elimination for that contest after week one, after all those upsets, I cannot remember the percentage that got knocked out after week one, but it was elevated, right? And then you get to a situation in which you get deeper and deeper into Survivor. Alliances are being formed because now you have multiple entries and you're going to chop up that money, or you're going to have somebody try to do it by themselves. And we've seen that, the suspense of that, and certainly a chance to either form those alliances and maybe form your own syndicate yourself and then just take the winnings, or do you want to be that lone wolf and try to win it all by yourself? So there's so much intrigue when it comes to Survivor down the stretch. To me, Millions is going to be the challenge because I'm not a spread bettor. Like, I'm a teaser, right? I love teasers, and I've done very well that way. But you two, from your handicapping acumen, that's going to be something I'm going to rely on, because, you know, and I said that to Derek too. I asked him a question about, is there an intimidation factor? Because you are going up against pros that understand line movement,
right?
Certainly where the lines should be. But then also you're going up against the book who sets the line. And so that's a challenge. And for me, leaning on you guys, that's going to be a fun ride.
Well, we're going to lean on you too. We've done a couple shows together, and your player perspective is more than valuable for sure. I'm excited. I think the diversity we have with the team here is going to be very powerful. Gentlemen, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about our other title sponsor, that being Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest, Super Book. The contest, of course, the Super Contest that you won in 2015, I won in 2011. And, you know, the big money, Jay Cornegay, our good friend, who is the vice president of racing sports at the Westgate Superbook, talked to me, said, hey, I know the big money's downtown, but our contest has a lot of opportunity. And I couldn't agree more. Yes, the big money, the big attraction and the bright lights are here with Circa and the $16 million. But I don't think it's such a bad strategy to go play the Superbook, where you might only have, you're competing against 1,000 people instead of 6,000 people in Millions and 12,000 people in Survivor. Now, Survivor is different, but you get the point. And there's 12 different ways to win. They, you know, you talk about the quarterly prizes here at Circa. They've got a contest in the Super Contest every 3 weeks, every 6 weeks, every 9 weeks, and it continues throughout the season. And you're looking at anywhere from 20 to 75,000 just for those little mini contests. So, you know, I don't know the math of it, but it feels like you might have a better chance. And we were talking about this last night. You still got to hit 70% to win the darn thing, right? But you can be a bigger fish in a smaller pond down the street.
Well, so the 70% is for, we've talked about it, the entirety of the season.
Right. Yeah.
So now we have 90 picks.
Yeah.
And so, yes, 70%, is that difficult? Yes.
Yeah, extremely.
You did it, you with your team. I did it when I won it there. So it can be done. And I think what's kind of interesting too, you mentioned that number, even though these contests, when I won in 2015, I think there was approximately 1,900 entries in that contest. Now, for just thinking about the Circa Millions, you're going to more than double that.
Right.
There's going to be 5,000 plus, but the number was still the same. It's still 68, 69, 70% to win those contests. So the percentage really hasn't increased, even though the number of entries has.
Yeah, I mean, it is really incredible opportunity that you mentioned. I think as a bettor, you know, we've all gotten hot. I've gone on a streak 3 weeks, you know, and so, or even 6 weeks, you can get on the streaks. To manage the whole season, that's the endurance part of it. And certainly both of you guys have ran that gauntlet and you guys have done it. to where you achieve that 70%, which is incredible. Do you think most teams out there are thinking to themselves that, okay, we got to go 70%, or putting that kind of pressure on themselves at the beginning of the year? Or is that something that you start to think about as the year goes on?
James, I think, and I've said this for many years, you can be the greatest handicapper in the world and you might have a wonderful season and that might equate to 62, 65. That's an outlier type season. Getting to 72.5% where you and I both got in winning the Super Contest, that additional 5, 6, 8%, that's the luck involved. That's a flip of a coin at the end of the game when a guy does a pick six and goes the other way and you're on the right side, you know. Right. So I think you try and go 3-2 every week. You try and hit 60%. And if you have a little luck involved, then you possibly get to the winner, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense because I don't know how you manage that pressure. Okay, we have to go 70% all year long. It's impossible. Right?
Yeah, it's pretty darn tough.
Yeah, it's like, you know, as a player, we have to go 70% in the red zone. We got to score a touchdown to that degree in order to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, now I will pull back the curtain. In every offensive meeting I've been in, we had to at least go 60%. You cannot go lower than 60%.
I agree with you. Yeah. If you're going to have a chance to cash anything, you pretty much have to maintain about a 60% level. We'll wrap up the program next. We'll talk about what this show is going to include going forward once we get out of the preseason. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back into the Las Vegas Football Contest Show presented by Circus Sports and Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Brady Cannon, James Salinas, and Mike Pritchard with you wrapping up episode number 1 of 21. We will be with you through the entire regular season of the NFL, plus an additional week where we hopefully celebrate a couple of rings and maybe some blue blazers and all that good stuff. But just to kind of recap, as we get underway with what is going to be a long, exciting journey in many different ways for all of us, we're going to do this show every Friday. It'll be on the air and available wherever you get your podcast, YouTube. It'll be a video and audio feed by roughly 7 p.m. Pacific time every Friday as you get ready to turn in your contest picks for that Saturday deadline, 4 p.m. Pacific for the Circa Contest, 11:59 p.m. Pacific for the Westgate Super Contest, Super Contest Gold, all that good stuff. So we're kind of your last-minute preparation, your last-minute handicap before you submit your picks. We're going to talk about the games we like. We're going to talk about our breakdown of the games. And ultimately, we're going to give out our picks. And guys, we do have that one clause that we are allowed to change if something happens between when we record this show on a Friday, James, and all of a sudden, God forbid, Joe Burrow, you know, whatever. We are allowed to. We don't hold this to every single
We're checking
thing.
The police blotters late Friday night into Saturday morning to make sure nothing happened that anybody is not going to be available come Sunday if it's impactful. But I think for the most part, unless something drastic like that happens, we're going to be set. We know what our picks are going to be, barring any kind of late type of injury or any kind of late breaking news. But I think for this podcast during the season, it's a long season. Right, we talked about that. And I think we were talking in the last segment about the pressure that comes with that. I think about when I won in 2015, 1,800 plus entries in there, I was at the top of the leaderboard in week 6. Mm-hmm. So when you get into it and you start the contest, you say, man, there's thousands of people in there. Yeah, I'll take a shot. We'll see. Hopefully, you never know. But I didn't go into it thinking, oh, I'm gonna win this whole thing. I'm going to knock 2,000 players out and I'm going to be on top. But then when you get to the top, there's a different pressure that way because the next year in 2016, I came in third. Now, when I came in third, the last 8 weeks of the season, I was just kind of treading water and then really got hot at the end. So it was a different mindset. But when you're ahead or you're at the top of the leaderboard, it's like, oh, I'm at week 6. Yeah. I'm a top. And then you say, oh, crap, I'm leading this whole thing now. And so it's the pressure you put on yourself. Sure. So I think what I learned from that is it's a week to week, just like you hear, and it's a cliche, right? It's a cliche.
No, it's not a cliche.
We take it one game at a time. Yeah. In this case, we take it 1 week at a time.
Right. No, I lived it. You truly have to focus in and lock in week to week. And you two have done it. So I can't wait for this journey with you guys. You know, one of the things too, is there's so many elements and so many chances to win. don't have to win the whole thing at the end. You can win along the way. And therefore, that focus gets more acute too, right? So I imagine we're going to get hot and we're going to be in a running for a quarterly somewhere, one of the contests. I'm very confident about that right now. And that's going to be interesting. And so tune in for that, because it's going to be an incredible ride. You're going to get so many takeaways from this podcast.
James, I want to ask you guys real quick. We're running out of time. We got to wrap up the show. But I think doing this show and preparing for this show every week and collecting our material with what we're going to talk about kind of even accelerates our focus on the contests.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, I think for me, it gives new structure, because now it's, before I've had the structure, but it was just me. Now I'm part of a team. And so there's for me, an added responsibility to do my share, to do my due diligence, all the homework, watch the games repeatedly, all the things that I do that lead me up to selecting my five. Now it's not just about me anymore. And I like being part of a team.
Well, you've been a part of a few teams.
Sure, sure. Yeah, championship team, same thing along the way. You know, there's some hiccups along the way. There's a loss along the way. You don't play well, but then it all comes together and you get hot. And that's what I'm expecting for us to do this year. Along the way, we are going to get hot. And that's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, we've got one more week of preseason left. We'll be back here, same bat channel, same bat time next Friday on the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Check us out online. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at FB Contest Show. The Instagram is Football Contest Show. The website is footballcontestshow.com. You can find everything out that you need there, where you can find the podcast, how you can listen in every week. We will also put our picks up online week to week. There's a page there for where our picks will be listed. All of our sponsors, please support our sponsors. They're all fantastic operations. And then you can also contact us there on the website. If you have a question, maybe there's something you want to bring up. It's still the preseason. You know, there's a lot of time for questions as we roll into this contest season. First and foremost, you know, it wholeheartedly when they kick off on September 8th, I believe is the Sunday, the first Sunday. You've got until September 7th to still sign up for these contests. That is going to do it for the inaugural episode, the Las Vegas Football Contest Show. Thanks again for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week. Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Las Vegas Football Contest Show.
Don't you just love football? God, what a fun sport.
Subscribe today on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts to receive weekly alerts as soon as the show's available. Good luck with your contest selections.
Pay that man his money.
And we'll talk to you next week.